Welcome, true believers. On today's spoiler cast, we swing with the webhead in his latest outing. If you haven't finished Marvel's Spider-Man on PS4, it's time to turn around. Enough said. You're listening to Dual Pixels Radio, but first, introduction.
I'm Jose.
What's up? I'm Joey.
And I'm Rob. And like I said, we're going to be doing a spoiler cast on Spidey. Spider-Man.
It's about time.
Indeed.
Yes. It's been out for 2 months now,
2 months,
I think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
September, right?
Yeah, it came out like right at the end of September, yep. Or like early September.
Yeah, September 7th. Aha. That's
dang, it was
date.
That early.
So we're kind of dating this episode already.
We're dated. Spoilers.
We just delete it.
Yeah, we gave people enough time. I think about this point, enough people have played through the game to say, to listen, to enjoy.
Well,
our rambling.
Everybody and their mom bought the game that we know so far.
And their mom's mom, too.
Yeah, so.
It's true. Like, I wasn't originally planning to buy the game, but then ended up getting it.
I think
so I guess
we talked to you.
It's called
into
peer
it.
Pressure.
Yes.
A little bit of peer pressure. So I guess let's quickly go into what we thought of the game, just in general.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, so we kind of.
Jose, start us off, since you always do.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start this boat here.
Start this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and start this, but but yeah, again, it was Spider-Man was my most anticipated title of the year, and to me, it easily delivered all of its like. Not promises, but it delivered everything I wanted a Spider-Man game to be. So I was very, very, you know, while playing the game, I just got pretty much giddy while I was playing the game because it was like the first time I see Spider-Man or the first time I see a Marvel hero, with the presentation through the roof like this. And everything is like Insomniac did a good job. Just making the game feel solid. And you don't get that in a lot of, superhero games. So that's my main takeaway, like just from playing the game and now beating it and just everything involved in this game is that with great power comes, no. I almost went into that. But
already.
Yes, no, but what does, work with this game is just that it's a very solid title. Just on the onset, Insomniac crafted, I feel, one of the best superhero titles ever made at this point. Everything down from the swinging to even the missions, like people, and there was a lot of feedback on the missions saying that there wasn't a lot of variety, there wasn't a lot of this and that, but you have to keep in mind with Spider-Man, this is what you would expect Spider-Man to do. Like, it's it's not about them creating like fake missions for you to go on. It's just that this is what Spider-Man does. Like, he's gonna get like a little mission, or in the comics, he would go, you know, go on a random mission to stop robbers during one of his big arcs, like things like that. So I don't know what people expected in that sense with the missions of, with them getting repetitive or just the common complaints that, you know, they weren't as diverse. So, Insomniac just did a good job just handling everything in pretty much one shot. Like, you could, like, honestly, like, you could expect certain things here to be done in a sequel, but they did some stuff already that lays the groundwork to create an even better game later on. And, you know, and we'll go into that like later on what we want to see in the game. But so far for its first outing, I really, really, really love, Insomniac Spider-Man. It's own thing. And another thing too, the graphics. What did you guys think about just the graphics in general? Like, I thought that it could pass as a PS5 game or in, like, a next-gen title.
I don't think I'd go that far, but I mean, I think what really helped it was its art style was, like, perfectly suited for the type of game it was.
Okay, it's well, I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not saying, like, you know, it is a PS5 title. I'm saying that there's elements there that I want to see more fleshed out on a PS5 and probably, you know, with better hardware there, it's going to look even better. They already got it this point. And this is an open world game too. So that's another thing to keep in mind. So like my general thoughts, Insomniac like knocked it out the park. And there's some things here and there. But they knocked it out the park. Well, that's me. That's my general thoughts. We'll go into it. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah, I thought it was I pretty much agree with most of what you said. It's definitely a solid game, and what I love about it is it gets you into the action pretty quickly, and it keeps you there if you want it, you know, if you want to do those side missions and stuff. There's nothing worse than a game that takes forever to get going, Red Dead. But it just does a great job of laying the things out. I mean, everybody knows who Spider-Man is, so we don't have to wade through all the nonsense too much, which is nice. Yeah, sure, it beats on it, but it doesn't, like, drone on and on and on about it. So love that fact. The voice acting I thought was extremely good from pretty much everybody. There's just so many small nuances that kind of you don't really notice the first time through. Probably talk about those a little bit later, but just small things you don't really notice, and then it like makes you sit back and you're like, oh, that's actually pretty neat. It just feels like it's supposed to be there, and it is. It's like one of those things like you wouldn't notice it unless it was bad. So there's nothing outwardly like atrocious or anything I didn't like in the game, but yeah, it's good. What about you, Rob?
I thought it was a solid game.
Man.
Here we go.
It's not disappointed. It wasn't like a bad game. I just felt at certain points it felt derivative. It felt like Arkham Asylum and Arkham City had created this blueprint for an open world superhero game, and a lot of other superhero games kind of look back to it.
Okay.
I mean, drew inspiration from, yes, but
I mean, I don't know, but it feels like
kind of where it ends.
I mean, obviously, it's not like, you know, carbon copy of that, but it just felt like, okay, these are the points that we need to hit, and like kind of.
Okay, let me stop you. This is where it begins. Let me stop you there. What did you want to see in the game? Now,
that's
I don't know what I wanted to see, though. Because, like, I know a lot of people, like, everyone's, like, favorite Spider-Man game is the Spider-Man 2 movie game. Like, and that's everyone's favorite Spider-Man game. I personally really, because I only play that a little bit, but I really loved Shattered Dimension. But that was more because it felt like not just, you know, the 616 Spider-Man. It was, I mean, it had Noir Spider-Man, it had Ultimate Spider-Man, and it had Spider-Man 2099. And so there was, like, a lot, like, that's what I liked about it. It was a little bit, way more linear. It wasn't an open world, so that's something else. But, I really didn't have any expectations, and I'm not saying it's a bad game. It's like probably like if I had to rate it, like 85, you know, kind of. It's a good
okay,
game.
Okay, Rob.
It's a good game.
But answer me this, Rob. Answer me this. How else would an open world Spider-Man game? What else would it be like?
Like that's the thing is like I don't know, but that doesn't necessarily mean like. What we got was it didn't feel like I've already kind of done it before. I don't know, maybe. But to be fair, though, I didn't really feel that until towards the end of the game. After you know doing all of the strongholds and all the crimes and stuff. So at that point, I was just like, okay, this feels similar. But I mean, it was like I said, it was a good game. Visually, it was fantastic. I was playing it on the Pro in HDR. So that looked good. The character models all looked good. For some reason, Peter was throwing me off a little bit. He looked weird to me, and I don't know why.
I agree with you there, and I was just, like, finishing up playing.
It was just Peter. Like, everyone else looked fine. Like, Aunt May looked fine. Mary
it's the hair, I think.
Something weird about it. I think it was the hair, actually, not the image. I think it was the hair.
Yeah, because I was just, I was literally just playing it a few minutes before we actually started recording, by the way. And, yeah, Peter's model is definitely the hair that looks off. I wish they would have gave him a different hairstyle.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just feels weird. Story-wise, I mostly liked it. Obviously, the whole foreshadowing of Dr. Octopus felt kind of obvious, but then again, if you know Spider-Man, if you've watched Spider-Man 2, you kind of know where it's going.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I can't fault it too much for that. I don't like how the Sinister Six, like, their name, they were invoked, but invoked poorly. There is no build-up to them. Even though they showed that the whole the Wrath sequence at E3, there was no build-up to them throughout the game, except for
Mr. Negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was good. Like, I like how they showcased a Spider-Man villain that they don't really showcase in, like, a lot of media, which was great. I liked how Mr. Negative kind of played a part. And then, again, Dr. Octopus kind of, like, building this team. But it feels like boss fights just happen and then that's it. Like, there's no, like, build up, like, oh, you have to, like, follow Electro around the city and, you know, take care of this. It's just kind of like, they happen.
Well, I agree with you to an extent, because there was, you know, that, there was that scene where you have to chase, like, the Vulture, around the city, when you had to chase who, whether Shocker or whether Electro. It was one or the other where you had to chase them.
Shocker, you had to chase around the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kind of would have preferred maybe if he was part of the team or if it was Electro or, I don't know, like, slowly building up where, like, you know, maybe Spider-Man catches each villain and, like, they get sent to the raft and then that kind of builds into, you know, the Sinister Six getting together. Like, that kind of, I wouldn't say bothered me. It was just kind of like,
I get what you're saying.
Like, the Sinister Six should be, like, the big end game.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, they wanted to have a more personal thing, which was great. But it just kind of, like, here we go, and then, like, you have, like, one boss fight with two of them at a time. And then
exactly. Yeah. So that
It was slightly rushed.
Yes, it was definitely rushed. Because after that fight, I really enjoyed the fight when you were with Rhino and Scorpion, them together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed that fight.
That was cool.
And I was thinking, I was like, wait. Like, after I did that fight, I'm like, wait, there wasn't really that many boss fights that were actually enjoyable. Yeah, this one to me was, what do you call it? This one to me was the only one that was enjoyable. The rest were like, whatever.
And there was a little bit of foreshadowing with Scorpion, like when Peter got poisoned, like, and he was, like, hallucinating. Like, there was a little bit of you kind of, I guess, a little fought Scorpion before you fought him with Rhino. But that was pretty much it. Like, there's no, I don't know. Like, I was just, like, really surprised, like, during that Electro and Vulture fight, like, that was it. Like, they're caught, and then that's it. Like, oh, okay. Because, like, all of a sudden Vulture shows up, and then, like, or Electro shows up. I forget who shows up last. But then that's it. So, I gotta say, it had an amazing Spider-Man 2 effect on me a little bit in terms of I was really, really invested in the characters. Like, mm-hmm. I actually cared about Peter out of the suit. I cared about what was going on between him and Mary Jane, everything with Miles. Even, like, Peter and Octavius, like, that was, all that was, like, really good. Like, the human element was really good. And Like, it's nice to have that in addition to, you know, the combat, which I really liked. And, like, everyone did a fucking amazing job with the voice acting and the motion capture.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fantastic in that regard. And, like, I think that helped out a lot. And I did get lots of Sam Raimi. Like, it feels like they drew a lot of inspiration from the Raimi Spider-Man movie. Like, there's just a lot of ways that the shots were framed and, like, how certain things happened that it felt like a lot more influence from the Raimi movies than anything else. I think, obviously, it was a little bit too late to get too much influence from Homecoming. And I'm pretty sure they stayed away from the Amazing Spider-Man movie. But, like, and it was a good thing because, like, the human, like I said, the human element is what I liked about it. Which probably will be... Yeah, no, I think, like, the ending with Peter and Mary Jane just kind of, like, hanging out, probably my favorite moment. Thinking about it now. Like, not like none of the action sequences... No, wait, no, take that back. The part with Peter and Octavius, when he, like, beats him down and starts walking away.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
That was a really good part.
Yeah. So, like, it was more...
Well, I was about to say, like, I like the part where Stan Lee's cameo, actually.
It was good.
It was nice.
Didn't like that either, huh?
No.
Tough crowd,
no, I said I liked that. No.
No, I said it was nice.
No,
I liked it.
No, wrong.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, no. I love that part. Like,
a friend of mine kind of spoiled it for me, so I kind of knew he was going to show up at some point.
Yeah.
But, like, it was still cool that he showed up in the game. Like, he didn't have to show up in the game, but it was nice that they got him in.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, that actually, like, it actually, like, played a part to the story. Like, you know, he has those cameos where, you know, it just has nothing to do with the story, really. This one, he actually, like, had to do with the story with, like, their whole falling out in the game, Meriden and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, that was nice. But I do agree with just, the whole Sinister Six. I wish it was handled a little differently than it was. And also, I found that the battle against Taskmaster was, like, the way it happened was, like, another one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you do the Taskmaster missions, after you do a certain amount, Taskmaster grabs you from the air. And then you just start a boss fight with Taskmaster. That was, like, awesome for me. I was like, what the heck? I didn't even know he was in the game. And once that happened, I freaking was like, whoa. Like, this is so cool. And I love Taskmaster, so that was pretty awesome to see.
Yeah.
It was cool, yeah. It was cool that he showed up. And, like, I wasn't expecting him to show up. I honestly thought they were going to... Because, again, a friend of mine kind of ruined... He didn't say Taskmaster. But he did say that there was kind of like a Riddler-esque character in the game. And I really thought it was going to be someone else. I didn't think it was going to be Taskmaster. But it was cool that he was in there. Just kind of... Whenever you fight him, it was a little bit weird. He just kind of like pulls you out of air. And then, for me, he did it like three times. The first fight, one fight kind of in the middle... Where, like, I lost almost immediately in the final fight. I don't know if that was supposed to be scripted or not.
Yeah, it was planned so good. Too, yeah, so, yeah. It was yeah. Like, the way they did it was, like, it looked like it wasn't scripted. So, I was like, what the heck? Like, what the heck is going on? Like, I've never seen this before. So...
Yeah, it was a nice surprise. Like, I like how they were throwing in lots of unexpected characters. Like, Tombstone was in there, too. So that was, like, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Would have liked... I can't remember that one... one villain that you fight who's, like, broadcasting it. Like, who's streaming like her crime.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say Speedball. It's not Speedball. I forget her name.
Isn't it Polis something? Would it...
I don't know.
We have the Googles.
We'll like, get it eventually.
Yeah, we'll get it eventually.
It's not a big... She's not even really a big thing. It's just like... It's like a one-note villain type of thing. So but I like how, you know, throwing a lot of stuff like that in. My brain just literally stopped, so that's
too much Spider-Man overload.
Yeah, I got cobwebs.
Let's talk about the ending. Again, this is a spoiler cast, so if you are listening to this, sorry, it is a spoiler cast. We are gonna ruin the ending for you. So
I mean, if you've listened to this point and have not been spoiled,
yeah.
I'm actually pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess her name is
talk about,
I got it. I got it.
From I guess the final battle on or
I got it. I'm sorry for interrupting. I got the name of the of that villain, Screwball.
And it is? Yeah, that's
Screwball.
It.
There we go.
I was kind of right. I was gonna say like a Speedball.
There you go.
Game with an S in it. Anyway, the final fight, the final part of the game, are we talking about, like, including the final fight with Dr. Octopus?
Yeah, including the final fight with Dr. Octopus. Okay, so, going into that suit that you get, the Doc Ock...
The Doc Ock suit?
Yeah, that Doc Ock, anti-Doc Ock suit or whatever, I didn't understand the point of it.
I think I understood it. It looked cool.
Yeah, like I was like, wait, why am I getting a new costume? Like, what? Yeah,
I honestly have no
what
idea.
Does it do? And pretty much, it just gave you unlimited webbing, or it gave you more webbing than usual.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah,
it was just that
enhanced webbing
perk.
Yeah. Hey, it worked, right?
They just should have done it. Like at this point, like at that point, end game, they just should have said, "Oh, my suit is like damaged." Boom, the new suit comes up. That did not happen. That would have been like a good way. Like whatever suit you did wear got damaged. I think it should have been like positioned that way.
The reason why I think they changed the suit, is because they only have so many character models with Peter unmasked, and they had built one with that suit. Because he's unmasked when he's confronting Dr. Octopus. He's beating him. I realized that, like they don't have any other unmasked versions of any of the other suits. So I think that's pretty much it. They wanted to kind of funnel the game into a certain way, and that was it. That's my negative like view on like why they created that suit is just so that they can have outside of the power, is so that they can have Peter unmasked.
Not the version. It kind of broke the the illusion that you know.
Yeah, the immersion.
Yeah. Ooh, I thought you said something else. I'm sorry there. Right. No, no.
No.
You see, like my mind is now drawing a blank there because of this damn suit. So. But yeah, it kind of broke the immersion there with that suit. I just like found it just weird just for them to do that, just to throw that out. Again, remember I mentioned something like this in the God of War spoiler cast with the whole elevator sequence. Like that kind of broke the immersion, and that was Endgame. Well, this
That was
mid or
no,
a little bit past that.
Mid or three.
Yeah. But that broke the immersion. Well, this one in Spider-Man kind of broke the immersion, and this is.
I don't know if that really broke the immersion for me because I use the Ghost Spider-Man suit a lot, and that was legitimately immersion breaking every cutscene.
Well, that's you.
Which one?
It was so
which
weird.
Suit?
The ghost one is that what it is? It's like all white
with
the flame.
Yeah.
Every scene, it was like hard not to laugh. But
well, yeah, that's you. Yeah, you broke the game's. The game was broke.
I kind of did that on myself, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say I did the same. I was using the I guess the classic suit one, the one that's like cel shaded, and I was wearing it when
I love that one.
It was really really I like that one too. And I was wearing that one when Peter was rescuing Miles and Aunt May from like the Burning Feast building.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of was like a huge clash where like this the serious tense moment, and here's cartoon Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's good that you know it doesn't revert back to a specific
right costume. That would be way more jarring specific anyway.
Scenes. Yeah. We barely talked about the end scene.
Yeah. Well,
finale. We've kind of gone on to the suits.
We'll go into that after we talk about the actual end sequence. Yes. So, what did you guys think about the ending? I thought it was brilliant, actually. So,
which part of the ending? Recap it for us.
The part of the ending when you find out Harry's actually being kept hidden, and then the symbiote.
Oh, you mean the secret
ending? Yeah, because I thought you were talking about the other ending.
Yeah.
The Aunt May ending.
Okay. Fine. Fine.
Does come before it, to be fair.
I'd much honestly rather talk about the Harry ending, even though, like, the game's actual ending, like, was a good, poignant, you know, like I said, like, I cared about the character, so seeing, like, Peter having to turn his back on Dr. Octopus was kind of heartbreaking. But yeah, let's talk about
if we want to talk about the Aunt May ending with her dying,
that was sad.
Yeah, that was kind of sad, but it was like Peter was selfish to actually release, you know, give it to Aunt May instead of releasing it to make the cure for that virus. Then that's not Peter Parker. No. So they did right with that ending. I kind of didn't expect Aunt May to die. Just because I thought it was gonna be like a happy go lucky ending, but no, it was a very realistic ending to this whole, you know, arc that just happened. So yeah, like that kind of surprised me a bit.
Yeah. The closer you got to it, though, you can kind of see that was the only way that was going to end, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, saying that, it was still extremely well done. And, I thought it was one of the better intentionally emotional endings that was actually somewhat emotional. Because it seems like when games try that, it just comes off as corny. But they did really well here. And I think a lot of that is just through all the interactions between them, you know, throughout the game.
And I think that's one thing is, like, they helped build it up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it wasn't just, like, we need an emotional, you know, punch here.
Yep, exactly.
It's kind of like the way I felt with Dom and his wife in Gears 2, which just felt, like, unnecessary, and it had no emotional weight to it.
Yeah.
Here it did have emotional weight. And this is one thing I like about what Insomniac is doing with the Spider-Man game is they're not afraid to do their own thing. Because they're not keeping Aunt May around. They're not keeping it to like the 616. They're obviously changing a lot of stuff. And I like how they're it's different. I mean, you'll get like different things, but a lot of it stays the same. And in this one, I like how Peter's grown up. You know, he's out of college, I think he's out of college.
Yeah, I think just after, right?
Yes.
And, because I know he was studying with, I mean, he was working with...
Doc Ock. Yeah, Doc Ock.
Yeah, yes. But I don't remember if it was like an internship or something. And I like how Miles is going to be like an ongoing character here, too. So it's like they're not afraid to, you know, do something else. They're not afraid to... try something else. I think that's great.
Yeah, it seems like they have a really good idea of things to take from, you know, the, you know, however many comics or movies or whatever, but they're not afraid to kind of do it their own way, which is awesome. Because I hate when they either go completely off script and it doesn't make any sense, or when they play it so by the books, it like doesn't even matter that you're playing in a way.
Yeah, like, because they could have gone like, off script and everything would have felt unnatural. Mm-hmm. Or they could have, you know, just gone by the letter and just kind of like, all right, we know the beats. We know what's going to happen. I mean, something's, you know, Dr. Octopus is always going to be, I mean, Octavius is always going to be Dr. Octopus.
Right. Yeah.
But even surprisingly in the Raimi movie, like, the Raimi movies, like, Dr. Connors never became the Lizard. So, like, he was around since, like, the first Spider-Man movie, but he never became the Lizard. Raimi one. So, like, they don't... It's good that they're trying something new. I kind of liked the Insomniac spider suit, but it felt pointless after you got any of the other suits.
Yeah.
There's no reason to go back to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about costumes.
Yeah.
Hey, might as well. There's as time as any to jump in, right?
Well, I was about to mention with Insomniac.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, I was about to mention just with Insomniac doing their own thing, even with Mary Jane, you see, like, the difference there. Like, she works better like this instead of being the Mary Jane from the comic books. Like, I feel like this Mary Jane is more involved. It's kind of like a Lois Lane character.
I absolutely agree. And I was just going to say, like, one of the things that they kind of kept bringing up is, like, Mary Jane wanted to be a partner with Peter. Hmm. And in this game, it felt like she was a partner with Peter. Like, you know, she obviously didn't have his abilities, but she was still able to help. She was still able to do stuff. And I really like that aspect. I kind of was a little bummed that she wasn't an actress, or a model, but I liked how she was a reporter, and, you know, she was helping out Peter.
And I guess this brings on to Harry and Norman Osborn, going back to that ending, the super secret ending at the end there.
Yes.
So Harry was kept hidden, only to find out that the symbiote... Yes, symbiote and Harry together. That's what was going on with him throughout the entire game.
Yeah, because the whole time, like, they made mention that, you know, Harry was gone and that he was in Europe or whatever. And then when Mary Jane breaks into Osborne's suite, she finds out that Harry was sick. And then at the end of the game, you find out that... Norman is keeping Harry, I guess, in stasis, so his disease doesn't spread, and it looks like he's encased in the symbiote. So that's the main reason why I'm sure they didn't have the symbiote suit as one of the unlockable suits in this game.
Yeah, because I was shocked. I was like, whoa, when I saw that. I was like, whoa, what are they doing?
It was hard not to be, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
I was not expecting... I felt... Because, like, and that's another reason why, like I said, like, they're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I swear, like... Because they made... They hinted very hard that Norman was going to become the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Whenever Mary Jane broke into it, like... When Mary Jane broke into his loft and when she was in... Grand Central, there was lots of stuff to hint that, you know, Norman was going to be the Green Goblin. And, because, like, I think there was at one point there was a flyer and, like, there was, like, bombs and stuff. And, like, there was lots of hints. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when Norman opened up the that tube, it was a green light. And then it was... And it was Harry, and then it was the symbiote, and like they.
Well,
I was not expecting that, and I absolutely.
I was expecting, you see, like seeing the symbiote when I was surprised, not expecting that, but I was expecting Harry to be the Green Goblin. That it was Harry that was going to be the Green Goblin this time around. Norman was just going to be the normal person, and then Harry was going to be the first Green Goblin in this universe. That's what I was expecting.
I mean, it's possible, because there's no saying, you know, you can't say that, you know, maybe the next game they're not going to have the Green Goblin, but it just felt like they were hinting at a lot with, like, it even had, like, kind of goblin masks in the
lobby. Well, the gliders were there.
They were actually color-coded.
The glider, the gliders were during the museum scene. And he was talking, you heard, like, Pete rambling about... what was going on in the museum, or I believe it was Mary Jane or one of the two, when they were in Grand Central and they had, like, gliders there on the TV.
Like,
so
I remember that glider there. And then, like, I remember like looking them at the masks, and they had a green mask for Green Goblin, an orange mask for Hobgoblin, I think a red mask for Demigoblin, and then I think a fourth mask, but I can't remember which one that was. But yeah, like it was like they were hinting at it like hardcore, and I thought that's what they were gonna go for, and I'm really, really glad they didn't. I mean, again, it's not to say that they won't have Goblin in Spider-Man 2, but the bait and switch at the end was just fantastic. Yeah. It was a great surprise, especially for people who, you know the Spider-Man mythos, mm-hmm. like after watching several of those Spider-Man movies, comics, and stuff.
Yeah,
it's nice that they, again, they're doing something different.
Yeah, they just did a great job foreshadowing that for, you know, various hours. I mean, to be honest, like little pieces here and there.
And yeah, then just and you really have to kind of like pay attention to it.
Yeah, it was definitely like a awesome moment, and like you said, Rob, it definitely, if you were a comic reader and you're looking at this, you're going, "Holy shit! Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what are they about to do?" And yeah, they pretty much did that. So yeah, the symbiote with Harry, like. Now I see again, like you were saying, why they said the symbiote suit is not going to be in the game, because this they have like a much bigger plan for this.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that I've got ideas of what they could possibly do in the next game. But the symbiote suit is absolutely going to be something for the next game. They obviously can't have like all the fancy suits like in the first game. They got to save something.
That's true.
In the DLC and stuff. But,
that's definitely true. And then the other, the mid-credit scene. So, yeah, there's just a lot of scenes here. Just like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Miles,
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I totally keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, there were so many scenes. It's literally a Marvel movie where Miles actually shows Peter that he has powers. Again, awesome scene. And this is another thing for the sequel. Like, this is perfectly, you know, it bodes well for the sequel in terms of just potential of what they could do with the characters.
Again, and I like how there's gonna be two Spider-Men. In the next one, and if they don't have Miles as Spider-Man, or at least learning how to be Spider-Man in the next one, that's going to be very disappointing. Especially since they set up this whole thing here.
It'd be shocking if they didn't, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that would be dropping
really
the ball.
It's not one of those. It would be dropping the ball. I hope it's not one of those things where the next game starts and it was like 5 years later, and then like Miles is like pestering Peter to train him, and Peter's like, "No!" And then the game shows you, I guess, that's how you learn how to do the abilities again. Like, it feels like that's kind of what they're setting up. Mm-hmm. But, like, I hope it's not. There's a lot. I mean, again, I'm being cynical about it, but...
Yeah, I mean, just based on what they've done so far already, like, I don't feel like they would do it that like tone deafly, I guess, you know, because I don't think anybody wants it that way.
No, like, I think like it'd be nice. It'd be interesting how they deal with that, to have like two Spider-Men. Yeah. Like, do you control one character? Do you control the other? Is it going to be like the story you flip switch between them, or you know, is Peter going to be in New York and then Miles maybe in the boroughs?
Yeah, it very well could be just like you were saying, maybe certain missions you have to use one or the other, you know?
Or they could let you select, you know, either or, but each Spider-Man is different. Peter Parker keeps the same abilities from part one. Miles has his abilities, and you can only play with that costume.
I don't know if they'd do that as far as the only costume, but I could definitely see them breaking up because Miles has a slightly different ability.
Yeah. That's why, like, when playing as Miles, you only get his certain abilities and you only get like one or two costumes for him. Peter's gameplay is different where he'll get the symbiote suit, he'll get all the stuff from part one, and that would be his thing. Miles will have different abilities, just completely.
It's possible. I don't know. I don't like the idea of like limiting Miles' suits, but I mean, he's only really had one kind of. Technically, I guess in the Spider-Man movie that's coming out, Enter the Spider-Verse, he has two different suits, I guess. So, but anyway, we might as well talk about suits. Let's talk about suits. Why not? The suit selection kind of sucked.
It just wasn't varied enough.
Yeah, like, they had some cool ones, like, Noir was cool. Like I said, I used the classic Spider-Man suit, the cel shaded one.
Spider-Man Homecoming suit, the Stark suit.
Mm-hmm.
I love that suit.
That was good, yeah.
I like the Scarlet Spider suit.
I think that was my favorite, actually,
Scarlet Spider.
Spider-Man 2099
was really good. I used that one a lot.
Well, my favorite... Well, I have two favorites. Well, three. Here we go. So I have three favorites.
All of them.
Yeah. Three favorites. So it was, I'm gonna rank them. Stark suit, number three. Just because it looks exactly like it does in the movie. That's number three. Second one is the black cat suit that you unlock for doing.
That suit is really, really nice, actually.
Yeah. It definitely felt very, very, very clean and very, very stealthy. And it looks like, you know, if you and Black Cat were on the same team, like, that's definitely the suit to wear sort of a deal. And, so the Black Cat suit that you do, gain there would be the second one. And now the first suit, which I just recently got the suit, and it's the Last Stand suit. And the Last Stand suit actually has them in, like a Spider-Man jacket, and he has like skinny jeans on with a mask. It's pretty cool. It's pretty dope. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
You reminded me of like all the suits, because I was like, I have a top three, and then you keep mentioning the suits. I'm like, and it reminds me of another suit. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, run down your top three if you can.
Okay. Well, Spider-Man 2099. Okay, Spider-Man 2099 and Scarlet Spider are going to be tied. Just because, like, they're pretty standard ones. I like Spider-Punk. And I like the Black Cat suit. And I like the classic Spider-Man suit. It's kind of like, yeah, right. It's fine. It's not like anything really, really, really cool. So.
Yeah.
Those are like my fives, but they're like top three, I guess.
Yeah, if I had to pick, I really did like the Scarlet Spider suit. The negative suit, I thought that was pretty neat, just because it was different, I guess. But my favorite one, kind of like Spirit Spider, because it looked absolutely ridiculous.
It did really look ridiculous. Like,
it just didn't fit in anywhere, and it was just kind of funny. But I do like the the vintage suit. It just looks so cool in motion.
It does, and like, part of me wanted the whole game to look like
yes.
that for like a second, but then I'm like, no, because I really like how the game looks as it is.
It'd be cool if you could apply a filter on, you know, like,
yeah.
take it
yeah.
off when you wanted. That would be awesome.
That would have been like a nice like post game.
Yes, Insomnia,
yeah,
make
really
it happen.
Cool. Really,
they
really
could
cool.
easily add that exactly. as DLC.
Like, they're adding like photo filters. Why not add like a world filter? Okay, this is like a small little thing, and it really doesn't matter in the long scheme of things, but I do like when the city transitioned from day to night. It showed that still image of New York, like, transitioning itself as, mm-hmm. like, the loading screen. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool. That's just, like, another here nor there thing. Okay. I thought that was cool. It was a good way to show the passage of time.
Yeah, it's those little things, though, that do create that game experience, especially, like, Insomniac like mastered those little
yeah.
things, and they really help out immersing you into
yeah.
the game. So
my favorite small thing like that was probably when it started going all around the internet too. It's like I thought I heard it, but then I confirmed on the internet, like while you're talking to what's her name? You're like the lead detective that you're working under. Oh, I can't remember her name. But anyway, when you're talking to her, if you're swinging, you sound like you're out of breath versus when you're just standing there. Like, I was like, wait, that sounds different, but it can't be, right? Like, nobody does that. And then they did. And I was like, something so, so small, you know?
Exactly. I was like, dang. I saw that in, like, on a Did You Know Games one before I started playing it. Mm. And, like, I did it myself, too. Like, I'd swing around.
Yeah.
And stop. And, like, you can actually hear.
Mm-hmm. I also
the way I think Yuri Lothal did the voice.
That's it. Yeah, that's him.
How he did the lines like each time.
So, yeah,
that was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was. Like nice it's touch. Nothing like earth shattering or anything, but it's like oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, and that's something that you won't really notice unless you like looking for it, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The other thing I really liked that did by accident a couple times, but. If you swing on certain things, you'll get certain animations in them. Like, I know if you swung under a water tower, you'll kind of, like, slingshot through and out the other side. Same thing with a elevated pipe. Like, in one section, there's a crane holding a pipe, and you'll vault through the pipe and out the other side. So it's just, like,
I noticed that with the fire escapes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like, yeah, like, when you run up them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so cool, yeah. Just, like, that small animation.
What do they call it whenever you, like, leap off of, like, a point?
What?
I forget what it's called in the game. Like you press X, like, when you're, like, at a corner or whatever. Like,
Web zip. Because when you web zip around the edge, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. I really like web zipping. Like, I did that a lot.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things I upgraded, because, like, I was so used to pressing X as mm-hmm. soon as he landed to, like, get more height.
Oh, for, like, the vaulting when you land? Yeah.
Yeah, because that's not how it works originally. Like, you have to press mm-hmm. X before, and it was, like, throwing me off, and I stop. But, I upgraded that one.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool things that are small, like, areas of the web swing that make it, like, feel insanely good. Even if it is, quote-unquote, kind of impossible to mess up, like, I don't think you need, like, a fail state for something like that. It just feels so good.
And
yeah.
And I don't know if it's confirmed, too. Like, going on web swinging, I've noticed, like, when I do have, like a iron suit, like, when I wear the iron spider suit, I notice that the web swinging or the weight feels different than, like, another suit. I don't know if it's confirmed, but I've been, like, slowly testing that out, where if I have, like, a suit that's just, like, pretty much just the material's different, like, there's a difference in speed in swinging.
Huh. It wouldn't surprise me, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I...
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
So I don't know if it's been debunked, but, like, me just, like, noticing it, so I don't know if it's true, but I think that's a pretty cool touch. If that is a thing that they added, but I feel it. Like when I go into the Iron Spider suit, I feel much heavier and feels like I'm sinking. Like, when I jump off of a building and... like, dive down, it feels like I'm sinking much faster. So, it's just weird. But, hopefully that gets debunked too.
That'd be cool. Like, I can see them doing something like that. I didn't ever use any of the spider armors because there were too many fucking spider armors in there, so I didn't want to use any of them. There's about as many spider armors as there are, like, original Spider-Man suits, which kind of bothered me.
Well, the...
We had the original, and then you had the damaged original, and then you had the original classic.
Well,
and even like the negative suit for me, like, was just basically like the original one, but just black and white.
I don't know. Well, the spider armor, the one I do actually like is the spider armor that was recently in the comics, and that's I forget
Iron Spider.
No, it's not the Iron Spider. It's it looks like the original Spider-Man suit, but it has a green outline on the spider itself. And that was when Peter Parker...
Was it all black?
No. It looked exactly like the original suit, but it's an armor. Looks like the original suit, but on the spider logo, it's a green outline on the spider logo, and it's an armor. And it was from the New Amazing Spider-Man. That's when Peter Parker actually had the Parker Foundation.
Yeah, that's right. He was, like, I think living in Tokyo.
Yes, yes, yes. When he...
Something like that.
Yeah, when he actually...
Mark IV armor?
No, when he had Parker Industries. When he had Parker Industries and when he became rich, that suit is from there. And that's a
Mark
spider
IV,
armor.
That's what it is.
Yes, yes, up, yeah. Yes. There we go.
Yep.
And that one I like. Like, that's, like, the only one I like besides... Like, Iron Spider, I understand. That's an armor, sure. Iron Spider from the movie, you know, the one from the movie and the one that just got released in the DLC, those are okay to me. Those are fine. And the Mach 4 there. But the other ones is where it gets like, okay, why did you even include this one? It's a boring design. It's a boring power. This power does everything the other, you know... Other suits do. Why even include this one? It just looks very bland. You know, just the armors. So I do agree with that. Like, they actually should have put less armors and then actually should have added powers to those, suits that don't have powers. Like the Black Hat suit. Instead of like putting those armors, so.
Well, cause like, I mean, okay, this is basically my issue with like the spider powers. It's great. Like, I love how each suit has powers like that are specific to that suit. And I love how like you can, like, once you unlock the suit, you can like swap them around. I hated how a lot of the spider powers were basically just like shockwaves from where you are.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of very, very similar ones. Like, I would have wanted to... I probably would have used the Spider-Punk one a little bit more often, but it's just basically just shockwaves.
Yeah.
The only one I pretty much used was the Web Blossom and the Noir Suit one whenever I was doing the stealth stuff. Because the Web Blossom, it's just, like, literally, like, you see it, like, a crime happening, I would just jump in the middle of it, press R3, and then just, like... web just about almost everyone and then just fight the last remaining few. So I felt kind of like that was my go-to and there was no reason to switch.
Yeah, a lot of them were useful, but they were just like boring in what they did, like you were saying. It was just like an effect of some sort that wasn't exciting.
It was a similar effect.
It just wasn't exciting.
Yeah, they were all similar effects. They were just renamed pretty much and then like one of the effects had like, okay, so you couldn't take physical damage, but you got hit by a rocket. The other one was like, you couldn't take physical damage, but you get hit by bullets. So they were just like all variations of the same, you know, the same effect. So
I feel like they could have just done a lot more and just kind of went off the wall a little bit more than, you know, just making them effects based.
Well, I think the powers should have been less... I don't think the power should have been suit-based, and I think it should have been more, like, skill-based. Because, like, I mean, you have your skills, you have your gadgets, you have your powers. What I think they should have done is had certain perks to each suit. Not so much where you can't complete a mission without a specific suit, but, like, have more reason to... be able to switch stuff around. Like, there's the insulated suit, which would be great if you got an automatic bonus to, like, whenever, you know, you can't get stunned or you take less damage when electrified or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, something inherently built into the suit that would make sense in certain situations, especially since, like, you can swap out the suits whenever. Like, there's no... You can, like, pause and switch out the suits. It would have been nice to actually have certain perks associated with the suit. And it can't be... It doesn't have to necessarily be, like, a big thing where it's like, okay, for every stealth mission, you have to use a noir suit. But it would be nice to have, like...
Just adds a little something.
Yeah, maybe with the noir suit, enemies can't notice you... Don't notice you as quickly. Just something like that. Or trying to think of other stuff, but basically just a reason to be able to, like, you know, play with the different suits. Like, it's nice that, like, you can select a suit and, like, one suit and basically use that suit for the rest of the game. But at the same point, it's like Insomniac created this new Spider-Man suit for the game, and I used it for, like, what, 5 minutes, and then swapped it out for another suit as soon as I got it.
Yeah. It was a nice suit, too, but...
It was a nice suit, and it just felt pointless.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it shows up at the very end, too, and then that's it. So it felt like... it would be cool if they added something extra, like, you know, oh, if you're having trouble with fighting these enemies, you know, switch to the suit, because, like, you can take more damage.
Yeah.
Something like that would have, I think, helped out a little bit more. And again, it would have given people more reason to, like, swap out suits and stuff. Once you find your favorite, you're probably not going to want to switch, unless you get another suit that you think is cool.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like my thing.
Yeah, it just seemed like they were so hesitant to do that because they didn't want to, like, think they were forcing a suit on. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
I get what you're saying, but...
And I understand why they did that, too, because, like, they don't want to be like, well, you know, you have all these suits and, like, you're only using three because those are the ones that work in the game. It's like, well, it would have been nice to have, like, a perk, but not, like, a major perk.
Yeah, exactly. So, I gotcha.
Well, just like I said, it would have been nice to be able to use other costumes or something. But again, like, since they had so many, like, spider armors, I don't know. Or, like, yeah, like, even, like, the negative suit, like, having, like, more resistance to Mr. Negative, his attacks.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah. That's my little... That's, like, really the biggest issue I had with the costume. I did like, for the most part, I like the strongholds because they kind of started out as stealth a little bit, and then, like, you kind of went full on attacking. I would have liked a little the ability to keep stealthing until you got noticed, and then... But, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, at least you could stealth, like, pretty far into it, you know?
Well...
Yeah, that's true. You can at least get rid of the first wave.
Stealth. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, playing with Spidey, the stealth was fine. Now, what did you guys think about the Mary Jane and Miles sections of the game? And that involved stealth there. I personally thought, like... Once you were able to actually defend yourself with Mary Jane, that's where stealth became good. When you get the stun gun. And you get, like, the lore. The spider lore.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't... I thought it was a good way to kind of tell their sides of the story. It wasn't clunky, but it wasn't as seamless as I would have hoped. And since, I mean, those ones are, like, automatic fails if you get seen or whatever, right? Most of the time?
Yeah. But they had, like, the checkpoints were generous, so.
Right, yeah. I mean, for sure. It just, I don't know. I always hate when open world games kind of force you into a path like that. I mean, it did make sense to tell their story, and I think it did a good job of it, too. It's just, I don't know. You're doing swing around doing all these crazy things, and it's like, hey, walk forward, you know. I was like,
yeah, like for me, it wasn't until Mary Jane got that stun gun. Then it became like, you know, okay, I could do this. I could see myself like doing this.
And I really like that part where, what is it, when you're in the train station, when you have to tell Peter like who to take out or whatever.
Yeah, that was great.
That part was cool. I enjoyed that a lot, but just some of like the. I guess they were more Miles, as you're just like walking and like hiding behind a crate and then wait till this guy goes. But then you did get things where you can kind of distract them, and like it was pretty neat, but I don't know. I just thought, I kind of hoped there'd be a little bit more for him.
Yeah. I agree.
It could have been a little bit more developed in terms of abilities. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have, those sections would have helped.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been as divisive.
Yep, for sure.
And that also comes with, well, Miles also had a section with Rhino, if you guys remembered. So he also had that section with Rhino. I thought that was a pretty good section, but again, he felt kind of very powerless, like in those sections, because it was just like hiding or whatever, and I felt like Miles, knowing the type of character he is in the comic book, like he would have outran Rhino, or he would have been smarter about not even getting into that situation. Not that it was out of character, but I felt like that section really didn't need to be there. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering like Peter showed up like right afterward.
Yeah, yeah. So that, to me, that section like didn't have to be there. And that actually like gets me going into thinking like, what other villains could have replaced that part? Or like any sort of section in the game, like if they were to have a villain. I was hoping to see like Hydro Man pop up, or there's someone like Mr. Negative, who's like odd there. Like I think like that would have been something nice for Miles to do. Like I guess like someone else, just not Rhino. It just felt very, very thrown together. So
well, I feel like they were trying to go for like a almost a horror movie type of stalking killer type of thing. But I don't know. I was pretty okay with this stuff. Just some of them felt a little bit too long.
Yeah. It's kind of dragged on a bit.
Yeah. But like I really like the one where Mary Jane in the loft, because it's kind of like you're also exploring Norman's house and kind of seeing all stuff. Like you're getting some story out of it too.
Yeah, it was a good way to kind of unravel the lore a little bit more without like just looking at things constantly. Like it made sense.
Yeah.
And also, Silver Sable was there.
Yeah, she was. As soon as she showed up, I'm like, okay, this is going to be the next wave of enemies, because they slowly have to get more and more difficult, and the only way to make them more difficult is give them guns and fucking jetpacks.
I actually like the jetpacks, though, to be honest.
I hated fighting the jetpack guys. They were
so fun.
Like with in the air? With
the crimes that had, like, four or five of them.
I thought it was fun, because it, like, almost forced you to, like, mix up your playstyle a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely did.
I could never get a good beat on them. Like, I'd always like have the most problems, like just trying to get them.
No, you yank.
The only way I could get them done is if I hit them with the web to get them stuck to walls.
Well, you could just yank to them pretty much, and you know, hit them, and then from there start your chain of combos. So that's what I did, and it worked.
I don't know, because I couldn't, like, I guess, chain them to death. Just I'd have to chain them like two or three times before they go down. I don't know. I just didn't like fighting them. But as soon as, like I said, as soon as I saw them showing up, I'm like, they're gonna be villains. They're gonna be like who Spider-Man's gonna fight in the next stage. But
yeah, I guess
it's fine.
Speaking of that point, what'd you guys think of the combat? Kind of overall.
Overall. Go ahead, Rob.
I thought it was good. I think on another podcast, when you had said you had played it at Comic-Con, I was afraid it would be too much stuff, a little bit too overboard in terms of, like, tool set,
yeah.
But, yeah, it definitely wasn't. Like, you had those tools, but the gadgets, I'd, like, use, like, two or three of them. And, like, the attacks and stuff felt fine. Overall, pretty enjoyable. Like I said, I really love the Stronghold, I guess, map markers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like doing those because it was more combat. And I kind of wanted more of that, but there wasn't.
I really like that it kind of, you can go at it any way you wanted. You could make it a very boring encounter, you know? Or you can kind of experiment with things. I know when there'd always be like one or two guys left, I'd always like mess around and try to do something new, you know? It's just, there's a lot of freedom in what you could do. I mean, you could jump off the side of the building and swing around the other side and pull them to you or whatever. There's so much you could do, which I think that's where it does set itself apart from the Arkham series, is you were kind of a lot more locked in when you were fighting things. Like here, I mean, you could do pretty much whatever you wanted. And I did like the fact that when you when you kicked enemies off the ledges, you did shoot them with your
tripwire web.
With your web,
yeah.
So they didn't fall.
Well,
which was a nice touch.
Well, it, yeah, Spider-Man does attach a tripwire web onto them.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed, like, he doesn't actually shoot the web at them to make them stick at the building. He actually, like, puts a tripwire web on them, which is awesome. So yeah. He never really killed
anyone.
It was
just like a neat little... I mean, after I kicked somebody off, I, like, checked in, like, photo mode. I was like, oh, yeah, that guy's just hanging there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was, like, swinging by something, like, after I defeated a stronghold or something. And, like, I saw someone, like, attached to the building. I'm like, well, hopefully he's okay. But, no, I agree. Like, I would have liked a little bit more environmental interactivity in terms of fights. But, like, I like how it was there to begin with. Like, some of the shelving units you can actually, like, bring down on enemies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that you could swing into.
Yeah, like car doors and benches. Manhole covers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
You have some stuff to... You literally have some stuff to play with.
Well, yeah. Well, with the combat, like, for me, It pretty much is Arkham, but it makes sense for Spider-Man. Like, for Batman, like... All, like, that whole combat style did not make sense for Batman in just the way it was. Like, for Spider-Man, if you look at it as in terms of, like, how Spider-Man fights, in terms of how he locks onto enemies, like, just think about it for a second. Spider-Man, you could see doing all these crazy reversals and doing all this crazy jumping around. Batman, I could see it to some extent, and that's where Spider-Man, like, trumps it at, is because Arkham's way of fighting actually fits Spider-Man better. With the whole dodging, Arkham, you're a little bit more locked in, like you were, talking about, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And, Spider-Man gives you more freedom, just for anything, air combos, you name it. Pretty much everything. The finishers actually, you know, connect a specific way, like they don't all connect in in one way. Like they do connect from going from a jump finisher to like a ground finisher when you do get the ability to chain finishers. So, it's a more robust version of Arkham's system. So I do give it that. In that sense, with the gadgets, I'm with Rob on this one. Like, I've only used like two or three gadgets. I have to remember to press like the gadget button to see what I got there.
I'd forget like I'd have gadgets and be like, oh yeah.
See, Go ahead.
I was just gonna say like I have had all these like gadgets and like didn't really use.
I mean, like, I would, almost every encounter, I would use some sort of gadget, but it would always be the same two or three gadgets. Like, it didn't really encourage you to explore any of the other gadgets. Like, I always use the trip mine just because it was fun.
I barely use the trip mine.
And the,
I have no real reason to, I barely used it.
Yeah, I just use it just because it's hilarious seeing a guy walk by and get pulled into something. They're just funny. And what was the other one I used a lot?
I used the spider drones a lot.
Did you? See, I'd use that one like twice.
Like,
wait,
the
one?
Spider drones. Like, for me, I used those.
I used that. Like,
spider drones and the web bombs the most.
See, I used the web bomb like almost every encounter.
And that's perfectly fine. Like, with the gadgets, it's pretty much giving you a lot of options there, because I've seen videos of people actually chaining all the gadgets, and that's awesome. Like, that's awesome that you actually can do that, and you have the ability to do that, so...
Yeah, it kind of just goes how each person, like, approaches encounters, you know?
Yeah, so that's definitely awesome there, and again, I'm gonna say that Spider-Man is the king of, what do you call it, the superhero titles... In terms of combat alone, combat and traversal, it easily has it. So, combat, again, Arkham set a pretty good precedent on how action combat should be in a superhero game, and Spider-Man you one-upped it. Because it fits Spider-Man much better. It just does. In my opinion.
Yeah, I think just the way those two work together, the combat and the traversal, it just works so well together. You know, you're just swinging around all over the place and you land right in front of a group of enemies and it doesn't take a second thought or anything to kind of get into a battle. So
And it flows perfectly. Nice. Yeah, and it
flows extremely well.
Yeah, and it looks like,
I mean, it's just seamless.
Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess
I was going to say the only other thing is the puzzle segments, which there were a few we could discuss.
Oh.
Wait, which are the puzzle segments? Is that the not hacking minigames, but like the
sequencing, DNA sequencing, and the...
Yeah. And
the voltage
dream type thing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with...
Dating ourselves on that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I'm with... They were okay. And they were okay. They were okay to good. Alright. They weren't great. They were nice. It was nice that they were there. But here's what I liked about them. Now, this is what I liked about them. I liked about, these puzzles is that you can actually skip those puzzles if you don't feel like doing them. And you could continue yes. on, completing the story. So.
Brilliant idea.
Brilliant. Yes. Very, very good. Very good. Now we're getting somewhere. In terms of, you know, just for the gamer, just for options there. Because there was just certain times where I wanted to do a puzzle, there was just certain other times that I'm like, oh, I'll go, fuck just this, yes, yeah, like, fuck this. And I got exactly that. I was able to skip, you know, those scenes perfectly. So.
I mean, for me, they were just kind of there. I mean, it was not like they were overly difficult or anything. It was just kind of, oh, hey, do this puzzle after you've been swinging around for like 4 hours, you know? It's like, all right, do that. Takes a minute or two and then you're back at it. There were some nice story beats just while he was talking about it, because it was all those things, you know, related to Doc Ock and the Spider-Man universe. So it was kind of neat in that sense, but they were just kind of there. Not good, not bad, so.
Yeah, like, I like how you could skip the puzzles. And
yeah.
I was okay with the spectrum analysis or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are pretty simple to figure out.
Yeah.
But some of the pipe dream, like...
What was it? Circuits hacking, or whatever, right?
Yeah, it just... Some of them were okay, and then other times it's just like, oh, I'm too tired to think about
this. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep on going. It doesn't really... And it's a good thing, too, that the game doesn't penalize you for not doing it.
Yeah.
For, like, trying to skip it. Sometimes, like, games will be like, well, you're trying to skip it, so, you know, you don't get enough experience or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Or you can only skip it after trying for a minute and a half or something like that. But it's good that they realize, like, you know, people aren't going to want to do this. Or, you know, they just want to get back to the game and get back to the good parts.
Yeah.
And, honestly, I feel like they put a lot of thought into what's the best thing for people. Because, like, again, with the suits, is like that's another thing they did, was they focused on what people would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, again, like they definitely put a lot of thought in this game.
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of, like, options overall, like, it was really smart. They didn't force you into things, because I hate when games do that. They just,
like,
they don't value your time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like someone had an idea and, like, they're forcing you to do it. It's kind of like a manager at work who's telling you, hey, I have this idea that you have to make work. I'm like, but I don't want to make it work.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But no, you have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, like, there for the sake of being there, you know?
Yeah, like someone thought of it, and, like, because someone thought of it, they have to put it in the game. It has to be, everyone has to do it, otherwise, like, can't continue.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just a thing.
I mean, I just hope other games actually take the cue. Like, yeah, we need these options, and it's nice to have them. So, yeah. Everybody start doing it, please.
Yeah, it's nice to have, like, sections that are different, but at the same time, it's kind of like not everyone's going to enjoy it.
Yep.
Let exactly. people skip it who want to. Like unnecessary vehicle segment stuff. All right, so I guess let's go ahead and talk to the villains in the game. Because there were a few. There were some deep cuts and there were some obvious inclusions. I guess we'll start with the Sinister Six, which is Dr. Octopus, Mr. Negative, Electro, Scorpion, Rhino, and Vulture. Is that six? Yeah. Then they had Shocker, Taskmaster, Screwball, Tombstone. I feel like I'm missing someone else, but I think that's it. Yeah, I've said my piece about their Sinister Six. Super disappointing. I like the redesigns for like Electro and Vulture looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rhino was okay. I don't like Mecho Rhino, but whatever.
Really? You thought Electro had a cool redesign?
Yeah. I think they incorporated good parts of his classic costume without making him look too goofy. Like, I like how his face had the scar that was very similar to his 616 counterpart. Instead of having that big, like, electrical sun thing on his mask.
True, like, that's kind of a like, thing. Yeah, it's kind of a hard, I guess, character to redesign.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you can't redesign it in a good way, but I think they redesigned it in a good way. Even though to me, he kind of looked like the singer of Yellow Card, but...
Yeah, I was about to say, he looked like a rock band singer.
Yeah, like, I mean, like I said, there's a good and bad pieces to it. And then, like, Mr. Negative didn't get, like, any sort of upgrade when he joined the Sinister Six. Everyone else got, like, an upgrade.
Yeah.
Mr. Negative was like, yeah, you got out of jail. That's your
shit.
He
was too strong already. He was too strong.
I did think he looked cool,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, he was cool. I like how it worked out.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I pretty much liked all the villains. Kind of like we talked about, I just wish they did flesh them out a bit more.
Yeah.
I just kind of threw a lot of them on top of you. But, you know, designs were cool. Overall, their battles were pretty cool. I really liked the Scorpion one, because that's when you're like... you get poisoned, right? And you're going through. It's kind of like a scarecrow from, you know, Arkham. What is that? Arkham?
Arkham,
right?
City?
The first Arkham?
No, exactly.
There's Arkham City.
No, first and second one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arkham yeah, City. Just like when you have like the fear Arkham toxin. So it just kind of reminded me of that, which, I mean, it was a pretty cool scene just going through the city when it was like that. You're trying to find the antidote and stuff. But yeah, just need to let each of them breathe a little bit more, I think.
I think, yeah, definitely, like, build up to them.
Yeah,
I mean, I know it's kind of difficult to have, like,
that many.
Four other characters, and, like, just show up, but, like, just have, like, one or two show up and, like, have Spider-Man care of them. Like, you know, put them in the raft, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they break out, it's like, okay, we've set these characters up.
I mean, they
showing them in the third act.
They could have even set it up so we didn't see all of them in this game, but they were hinted at, you know, for the next game even.
Yeah. They may have been a little bit gun-shy about that, because they kind of did that stupid shit in the Amazing Spider-Man movies, where it's like, oh, we're going to have the Sinister Six. It's like...
To be fair...
make a good movie.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, everybody kind of figured those movies would be bad after the first one.
First one was okay. It wasn't good.
I mean, just the drop off from the previous Spider-Man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, whereas everything coming out of this game was like, yeah, it's legit. It's coming from a studio with like a very good track record. So,
yes. Whenever they don't have focus groups, or whenever they don't focus group their games.
Yeah, what game was that? Fuse?
Fuse slash... What was it called before? Overkill.
It was Overkill, yeah. Right?
What a quote-unquote game.
Yes. Where they, like, changed it so much it wasn't even similar to the past one.
And I get, and I guess since you guys are talking about villains there, I do want to mention, I do want to go into the DLC that came out, the first DLC there, and that's the what do you call it here? Was it the City That Never Sleeps, or was it? I forget here what it's
actually. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's the City That Never Sleeps, and that's actually the Black Cat DLC there. And I just finished it. Like, I literally, before we're actually on here, I literally finished it right beforehand, and I thought it was great. And talking about villain, the villain in it of you guys. Well, it is a spoiler cast after all.
It is. Yes.
So, so yeah.
Is it a secret villain?
No, it's not a secret villain at all. It's actually Tombstone. So
Wait. What? The one that just came out? Or the previous
that
one?
That was the Black Cat. The Black Cat. There was one that just came out, which is Turf War.
Yeah, that one, I know that one has Tombstone.
Yeah, that's the Black Cat one there. So all of them do connect in some way. So that's that's the big payoff is that all of them do connect. But with this DLC in particular, it's pretty much reasons why you actually get to see Black Cat in here. During the main game, you only got to hear her. And you did like her challenges, but here you actually get to see her, and you actually get to fight beside her as well. And they do that cool trick again, like they did with Mary Jane, where you know you could like pick with Mary Jane. It was picking Peter to take out enemies. Well, in the DLC, it's actually the same way, but you're telling Black Cat to take out enemies with you at the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah, it you know, the reason why it works, the reason why I love this DLC, a lot of people are disappointed because of the, I guess it wasn't enough. Well, to me, it was enough. To me, it was about, 2 to 3 hours. And it was enough only because they really made like the story worth it. Like, it was very character driven. Just this whole DLC was very, very character driven, and I loved how Peter and Felicia interacted, and Mary Jane in the mix of all this as well. Their interactions were golden, and it felt very nostalgic just seeing how Peter was interacting with Black Cat, and then Mary Jane finding out about Black Cat. And in this specific DLC, you find out that Black Cat has a son, so that plays into Peter and Mary Jane's relationship a bit there. So I'm not gonna actually spoil the end for it. Even though it is a spoiler cast, I'm not going to spoil the end for it, just because the DLC is the new DLC is just coming out there. But that's what the story pretty much plays on, that Black Cat has a son, and her son gets kidnapped by Tombstone, and they move forward like that. So Black Cat is looking for Peter's help, and that's where we're at there. But the interactions are just awesome. It feels like classic Spider-Man, like you're watching an episode of the cartoon, in just the way like how everything is done, and or reading a comic, you know, with Spider-Man and Black Cat together. So it's definitely one to get. Again, a lot of people are disappointed just because the DLC is short. I thought that the character interactions alone just make it worth it. You do get 3 new costumes for each DLC. But I, again, Another thing I did notice while playing it is that the difficulty, the way it ramps up is kind of weird. So that's one thing to look for. But overall, like, I'm gonna play the next DLC, which is Turf Wars. I'm gonna be playing that soon. But overall, the DLCs are the one I played. You know, the first one is actually pretty good. So I'm kind of excited to play the next one. But yeah, like, I honestly think what Insomniac should have done was just titled this a mini expansion and just release all three at the same time. Because the people's problem was definitely like the length, but I think it's perfect just the way they're doing it.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are waiting for all three DLC to come out anyway, so I'm sure those people are gonna play through all of it in a row. I'd be very surprised if they don't have like a Game of the Year edition that has all the DLC in it.
Oh yeah, I'm almost certain they will definitely have that at some point.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like a clearly like either a next year or like by the summer type of. Actually, by the probably a release like right around the time Spider-Man Far From Home comes out. But that's just corporate synergy right there.
So that means it probably won't happen because it doesn't seem like they're ever smart enough to do something like that.
Yeah,
that's true. Or it'll come out like a year or two later, with like everyone's moved on, doesn't care. Yeah, I feel like everyone's gonna like play the DLC, but yeah. I mean, so far, like, from what I've played, definitely not going to be a Game of the Year contender, but I kind of feel like, for me, that right now, that's God of War? I feel like that's going to... From what I remember I played this year that came out this year, I feel like God of War is probably going to be my Game of the Year.
For me, it's in between. Like, for me, it's in between. And you know why it's in between? Because I had more fun playing Spider-Man than I had any other game this year. And I could still go back to it and play it and have fun in like 20 minutes time. Like, unlike Red Dead, it starts off very, very slow. Jumping into Spider-Man coming from any game is just like a breeze. So, Game of the Year? Maybe. Did it live up to the hype? Yes, it did.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, kind of like you were saying, it was by far the most fun I've had in a game this year. It's not even close either. And I have no problem jumping in for like 10, 15 minutes, just kind of messing around, doing a mission or two, and then, you know, being done for that, you know, that time. Having said that, I don't think most people are going to put it as their game of year strictly because... God of War and a little game called Red Dead. Divisive as it is, I mean, it's so far what I've been playing it. It's like a, I don't know. It's a game I can easily complain about that I keep going back to.
But what about a game you don't complain about and you could keep going back to? That's Spider-Man. So,
but I haven't gone back to it since
you
I see, got Red
that
Dead.
To you, like again, I went back to Spider-Man after playing Red Dead, and Spider-Man's leagues better than Red Dead as a game. In gameplay. In just that alone.
I mean, for like moment-to-moment gameplay, pure, yeah.
Yeah, as a pure gameplay experience, Spider-Man is. But I feel like... Even though I said I haven't gotten very much into it, I feel like Red Dead is more of a complete package in terms of... like story, visuals, like Red Dead 2, like honestly blows Spider-Man in terms of visuals. Like Spider-Man looked good, but Red Dead looks great. But yeah, I think just Red Dead is gonna be it's an overall tighter package.
Yeah. I guess either way, us just mentioning a Spider-Man game up with Red Dead is it says so much for Spider-Man in itself.
That's true. I mean, when was the last time? Again, like,
yeah,
it's been a long time since there's been a very positive reception to a Spider-Man game. A long time.
Yeah. I mean, they did a tremendous job that we're even talking in the same breath of, you know, like a God of War or a Red Dead type of game.
No one remembers Spider-Man, Friend or Foe. So. I don't know why I have, like, all these Spider-Man game trivia facts stuck in my head.
But. Okay, since you do have all those, what was the most recent critically acclaimed Spider-Man game that you
critically
recall?
Critically acclaimed?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Shattered Dimension.
Yeah.
Because Edge of Time, I remember a lot of people didn't like, and that one was just Spider-Man. 616 Spider-Man and
2099
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I thought that you had Friend or Foe, which I had Wolverine in it. I think that was okay. There was one on the DS that I think got pretty decent reviews. But yeah, like, everyone just for some reason holds, like, the Spider-Man 2 game just in, like, the highest regards. So, I don't know. Even though I did play the first Amazing Spider-Man game, and I kind of like that one. I have the second one, but I haven't played it. I have it on PC. So, well, I guess let's, before we wrap up, what we would like to see change for the sequel. Because you know there's going to be a sequel. If they don't make a sequel, that's going to be like the biggest ball drop ever.
Oh, they're definitely making a sequel.
They have to.
Yeah, they almost have to. You're right. Like, they absolutely have to.
Considering how well it sold and reviewed, it would be incredibly dumb.
Yeah.
Especially, like, setting up, like, a sequel afterwards, too.
Yeah, I mean, they did everything to say that, oh yeah, there's definitely going to be another one. I mean, that would be a perfect title for PS5 launch. That'd be pretty sweet. Probably too early, but...
Yeah, I feel like it'd be too early for that.
You probably need, like, probably. What, 3-4 years at least?
I'd say 4 or 5 years.
Well, they already got the perfect base, so...
Which is awesome.
Yeah, they have the perfect base. For me, what they do have to... add into the game is the suits, the thing with the powers. Like, they have to make them more unique. Yeah. That's the, for me, that's the number one thing. They're not gonna have any secondary playable characters. Make the suits much more different than they are in this game. Let's see, another thing that that I want them to add. Okay, yeah, well, it goes hand in hand with this one. Secondary playable characters. I think it's about time to open it up just like Arkham. In terms of which characters you can play as. I would love to play with Black Cat or Daredevil or just people who are close to Spider-Man that you know won't get their own game. It would be nice to have that option. Even though it is a Spider-Man, you know, it's a Spider-Man title, obviously, but it would be nice to have that option. Just playing with those characters who you know they're not gonna get a game, and just them being there, that would be nice. Another thing would be more inclusions of other superheroes there, like I want to be able to see Doctor Strange there. We do see the Sanctum Sanctorum there, and we see Avengers Towers, but just more. I guess more involved with the other characters. So it's one or the other for me. Like, I want to see the suits change or secondary playable characters. For me. Like, but. And then going back to just that the base is perfect, just more of what they've been doing. Just more. That's it. That's all I want for a sequel.
I guess for me, the missions kind of got a little samey, especially the ones just like around the cities. It was cool chasing after a car and stopping it the first 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. So if they just varied that up a little bit, I think that would be a great way to kind of delve further into the universe in that sense. I do like that it was very, you know, your neighborhood Spider-Man, like, it's like simple things, but I think they could just add a little bit more to it. Other than that, I mean, I really didn't have an issue with much, but like you were saying, the suits, I mean, there's so many that are so similar, it didn't really make sense to venture out of, you know, the one or two you like the most. Other than that, I guess I'm just interested in who they're going to replace Aunt May with, because she was a pretty important character in kind of shaping who Peter was. I mean, yeah, obviously we know his kind of persona already, but just the conversations with her were great. I loved all the scenes with those two, and hopefully Spider-Cop makes a return because he was hilarious. But
his interactions with the detective were great.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, honestly, just more of what we have would be great. I'd be super stoked.
Yes. I do agree. Like, I would like to see, like, more Marvel characters show up, but not be in it for very long. Like, I don't want the focus to be taken away from Spider-Man. But, like, it'd be cool if they had a Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends reference with, like, I think what, Firebrand and Iceman just kind of, like, showing up or something. Or even if they're just, like, in, like, the DLC and, like, having it just, like, strictly be...
Wait, did you just say Firebrand? I'm sorry. Firestar.
Firestar, yes. That's it. I was like,
I'm like, wait, that's a Capcom not character. Not really, but...
No, yeah. It was Firebrand. Couldn't remember her name. But yeah, something like that would be fine. So the world feels a little bit more full. I mean, because you have, like, again, like you said, the Sanctum Sanctorum and Avengers Tower and stuff like that, so it would be nice if someone else showed up. And I'm not one of those people who are like, well, why didn't the Avengers show up when, you know, New York was being affected by the virus? It's like, well, that doesn't really matter. It's a Spider-Man story. He should be the focus. So, it's fine. Even though I think technically the game said that they were on the West Coast at the time, but whatever. I don't need, like, hand-holding to that regard. Other than that, I mean... Yeah, I would like to see a few more strongholds and have them be a little bit more varied in terms mm-hmm. of what to do. Like, maybe you can traverse down into, like, a few levels of the stronghold. And like I said, if you can stealth your way through, but if you get caught, then you have to fight them like normal. I think that would have been cool. Other than that, I mean, again, a few more Spider-Man villains that you don't really see very often. Because they made it seem like Kingpin was this big force in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then, like, halfway through, like, who? What? So, just stuff like that would have been nice. Build up to a point. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm willing to see what they have for the next one. Like, I'm not... I'm pretty open to what they have to offer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
Well, and I guess that wraps it up there for our spoiler cast. Yeah, Rob, I heard you already feeling exhausted there. We got everything out of you. You gave us everything.
I got all of that Spider-Man pent up. Not rage, just opinion.
Yeah.
No rage. I don't hate the game. It's a solid game. That's all I can say.
Yeah, so that just about does it there. Got Rob to get everything out there. We're like back at our destination now, and we're gonna close the floodgates
on there. The good old floodgates.
Yeah, the good old floodgates. Yeah, so we're gonna close the floodgates, and again, you guys could go ahead and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Also, the spoiler cast is it's up on Spotify and iTunes, so subscribe onto Spotify and iTunes, where normal DPR episodes will show up there as well. And we have another DPR show coming on for the next week, so stick tuned for that. And the spoiler cast again, we're gonna schedule another one soon, so look out for that. Just make sure to listen to our Dual Pixels Radio. We'll have more info on that, and also check out the website as well. So like us and subscribe there. So with that being said, closing the floodgates, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Catch you on the flip side, True Believers.